This is CPR News. I'm Natalia Navarro. New modeling forecasts Colorado to hit a record number of hospitalizations from COVID-19 within 2 weeks. That's according to the state health department. And models show if current trends don't reverse, ICU capacity could be exceeded in January. Dr. Mark Johnson is a former county health department director, now with the doctors group Colorado Medical Society. He says one way the system could be overwhelmed is when too many providers get sick and then they're unable to work,
which still overwhelms the healthcare because now we can't take those patients into the hospitals because of a lack of healthcare providers.
Last week, the state announced gatherings should be limited to no more than 10 people from a maximum of 2 households. A Denver Broncos player has tested positive for COVID-19. CPR's Vic Vella reports.
The Broncos say the player, who has not been identified by the team, is now self-isolating at home, as are 2 other players who have been in close contact with their infected teammate. The team postponed practice Friday as a precaution. The Broncos are scheduled to play Sunday in Denver against the Chargers, who also recently had a player test positive for the coronavirus. While other teams have struggled with controlling the virus this season, today's case marks the first time a Broncos player has tested positive for COVID since late July. I'm Vic Vella, CPR News.
It's 70 degrees in Denver. There's a low tonight of 35 for both Denver and Boulder. It's 60 degrees in Grand Junction. This is CPR News.